Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Midnight Amen Jungle sub arrangement in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it beginner friendly, but still proper. The big idea here is simple. In jungle and darker drum and bass, the track usually doesn't feel alive because there are loads of extra notes. It feels alive because of movement, contrast, and tension. So instead of trying to cram in more and more sounds, we're going to make a small idea feel like a real tune using color, automation, and smart arrangement. Think of this as building a dark little 16-bar world. We'll start with an amen style break, add a clean sub, add a mid-bass color layer for character, and then use automation to make the whole thing evolve. By the end, it should feel more like an intro into a drop, not just a loop repeating forever. First, set up your project. Open a new live set and create a few simple tracks, one for drums or break, one for sub-bass, one for mid-bass or color, and one for effects or atmosphere. If you want, group the drums together and group the bass tracks together. That's a really good habit in Ableton, because it makes mixing and automation much easier later on. For tempo, aim around 170 to 174 BPM. That's the classic jungle and drum and bass zone. If you want a slightly rolling feel, 172 BPM is a great place to start. Don't stress about perfection here. The main thing is getting into that energetic DNB pocket. Now let's build the drum foundation. Drop in an amen break or a chopped break sample. If you don't have a full amen loop, that's totally fine. You can slice a break in simpler, or just build the groove from short drum hits. Keep it basic at first. Strong kick hits, backbeat snares, a few ghost notes, and maybe some simple tails for motion. One of the most important beginner rules in drum and bass is this. The break can feel heavy without owning the sub region. So put a Q8 on the break and gently high pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. That clears space for the bass. If the break feels too jumpy or uneven, you can put glue compressor on the drum bus with light settings, just enough to glue it together. We're not trying to crush it. We just want it to feel like one solid groove. Next up is the sub bass. For this, operator is perfect because it's clean and simple. Start with a sine wave. Keep it stripped back. No need to get fancy. In fact, the boring sub is often the best sub in jungle. Its job is stability. Let the drums and the mid layer do the exciting stuff. Write a bass line that supports the break rhythm. A beginner-friendly sub pattern often works well with short notes in the gaps, a longer note at the end of a phrase, and maybe one or two pickup notes to lead back into the groove. Keep it readable. If you can hear the shape of the bass line clearly, you're doing it right. Also, keep the sub mono. That's huge. In Ableton, you can use utility and set the width to 0% if needed. This keeps the low end centered and strong, especially on club systems or headphones where wide low end can get messy fast. And for now, keep the level controlled. You want it solid, not booming over everything. Now for the fun part. The mid-bass color layer. This is where the Midnight Amen vibe starts to show up. Duplicate the bass track or create a second bass track, but don't make it a sub replacement. This layer is for personality, grit, and movement. You can use Waveitable or Operator here. Go for something a bit more harmonically rich, like a sawish or squarish tone, then tame it with a low-pass filter. If the sound feels too clean, add a little saturator. Just a bit, enough to add edge, not enough to destroy the clarity. This layer should sit lower in the mix than the sub, but give the track a darker, more characterful tone. Here's a really important production mindset shift. Don't think of this as making a complex bass line. Think of it as making a simple bass line feel like it's changing over time. That's where automation comes in. Open up auto filter or the built-in filter on your mid-bass, and start automating the cutoff. Keep the movement subtle. For example, the filter can stay darker in the intro, then slowly open up as you approach the drop, then close back down a little to keep things moody. You can also automate saturate or drive for a little extra aggression at the end of a phrase. Even a tiny jump in drive can make a section feel more intense without adding another sound. This is one of the biggest lessons in DNB arrangement. Automation is arrangement. In a fast track, tiny changes matter. A small filter move, a short reverb throw, a slight level lift, or one beat of silence can feel huge when the tempo is up around 170 BPM. Now let's shape the drums a little more. Put your break and any extra drum hits into a drum group and treat it like one instrument. You can add a little drum bus for glue and punch, but keep it restrained. Small moves go a long way. If the break needs a touch more snap, give it a bit of transient enhancement. If it needs a little more attitude, a tiny amount of drive can help. Then start thinking about drum automation. Maybe the drum group comes up by half a dB or 1 dB in the drop. Maybe a snare hit gets a short reverb throw right before a section change. Maybe an atmospheric layer gets high-passed a little more in the buildup. These are small moves, but together they create the sense that the track is breathing and evolving. If you want that classic jungle fog, use reverb on a send rather than washing the whole mix. That way you can throw just one snare or one hit into space, then pull it back in. That's much cleaner, and it sounds more intentional. Now we move into arrangement. This is where a lot of beginners get stuck. They make a loop, but they never turn it into a track. So think in blocks. For example, bars 1 to 8 are the intro tension, bars 9 to 16 are the first drop, bars 17 to 24 are the variation, and bars 25 to 32 are a breakdown or transition. Your intro should be a little more restrained. Let the drums breathe. Keep the bass filtered or partially absent. Bring in atmosphere. Then when the drop lands, let the sub come in with confidence. Don't make every section equally full. A good DNB2 needs contrast. If every bar is max energy, nothing feels like a moment. A great trick here is to remove one element just before the drop, even for only one beat. Pull the bass down, mute a drum hit, or close the filter for a moment. Then hit the one with the full groove. That tiny gap makes the drop feel way bigger. At this tempo, even a one beat change can hit like a truck. For the atmosphere, keep it simple. You could use vinyl noise, rain, room tone, reversed break fragments, or a few hit samples with long tails. High pass the atmosphere so it doesn't cloud the low end. Then automate the volume so it swells into transitions. This adds depth without getting in the way of a groove. Now, a very useful teacher tip. When you're automating, don't do too much at once. Beginners often automate 5 things in the same section and then can't tell what's actually working. Start with 1 or 2 moves per section. Maybe cut off and reverb send. Maybe cut off and drive. Keep it musical and easy to hear. Also, audit your changes in context. Don't solo the bass for too long. Soloing can trick you into making choices that sound cool by themselves, but don't work with the break. Jungle is about the relationship between the break, the sub, and the space around them. Always check your automation while the full groove is playing. If the track feels muddy, clean it up before adding more. High pass the break a bit more if needed. Shorten the bass notes if they overlap too much. Lower the color layer in the low mids if it's crowding the mix. And keep that sub centered and solid. If your low end is clear, the whole track instantly feels more professional. For that darker midnight amen flavor, small automation moves are your best friend. A tiny filter shift on the mid bass can make it feel like the sound is waking up. A short snare reverb throw can make a transition feel haunted. A little saturation at the end of a phrase can add tension. These are the kinds of details that make the track feel alive without making it messy. Here's a really good beginner practice idea. Build a 32-bar sketch using one amen style break, one sub bass, one mid bass color layer, and one atmospheric effects track. Keep the sub mono. Only automate 3 parameters total. For example, automate filter cutoff, reverb send, and saturator drive. Then make sure at least one automation move happens in the last 2 bars of every 8-bar phrase. That alone can make the track feel like it's moving forward. And if you want to level it up, try this mindset. Think in energy, not just bars. Ask yourself, what changed in the last 4 bars? Did it get brighter, drier, more spacious, more intense? If nothing changed, the listener will feel it. In drum and bass, energy is everything. So to recap, keep the sub boring on purpose. Use a mid-bass layer for color, automate filter and send moves to create motion, and build contrast every 8 or 16 bars. That's how a simple loop starts becoming a real jungle tune. That's how you get that midnight pressure, that amen roller energy, and that dark, controlled movement that makes drum and bass feel alive. If you can take a small loop and make it feel like a real arrangement with just a few smart automation moves, you're already thinking like a proper DNB producer. Keep it clean. Keep it dark, and let the automation do the talking.